Dovi Newberger, who some call the funniest man in the New York, New Jersey area, is with us live in studio this morning. We congratulate him and all of the artists, all the comics that were part of the JDC Magen David Adom event that took place last Thursday night in New York City. They raised a considerable amount of money for a couple of great Israel causes. And apparently that success that he and his colleagues had on Thursday night last week is now going to be expanded into some type of tour, an actual stand-up comedy tour that will be known as a stand-up tour specifically for Israel. Dovi Newberger, welcome back to JM in the AM.
Thanks for having me.
Who is it that named you the funniest man in the New York, New Jersey area?
I don't know who it could have been, but they couldn't have been related to me. Maybe they were related to you.
Wouldn't be anybody that close to you who would give you that designation.
Well, I was going to say, have you been talking to my mom? But she definitely would not say that.
Now, you went into the Thursday night event, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
As a one-off, do something for Israel, a couple of good organizations. It looked like you had a nice lineup. These were all people who came forward to participate, right?
We had an amazing lineup. I did it as, the person whose idea was Ashley Steinberg, actually just like a layman who wanted some sort of event that wasn't as
intense,
depressing, but that people wouldn't feel guilty attending. And then I kind of came on board, like co-produced it with her, hosted the event. And it was just like an amazing night, like all around. Elon Gold came by.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He's been on point throughout this entire episode.
Yeah. He's kind of been like out there by himself in Hollywood just
He must be getting destroyed by colleagues of his.
Oh, totally. And he wasn't even supposed to be he wasn't on the lineup originally, but he found out about the event and was going to had a short window where he was in. Happened to just be in the area, and he texted one of the comics that I need to perform.
And he was on stage.
Yeah, totally.
Now, first of all, I heard your Sukkah show was incredible. You know, I had spies there. I told you I'd buy tickets, and I did.
I can't thank you enough for that because we came on the show to promote it, and we rented it was a week before Sukkah, so we rented a 70 seat venue, thinking who would be around last minute, and within a day we sold that out, and I was getting texts and DMs on Instagram up the wazoo about. Because the nice thing about producing in the Frum community is that everyone grew up with you and loves you and wants to come. But the hard thing is that everyone grew up with you and loves you and wants to come and doesn't think that the tickets apply. Yeah, you have tickets aside for me. I was at your bris. So the whole show is people who are at my bris.
I love it. So that went well, timing wise. Thank God it really went well, because obviously that weekend was quite a challenge for the Jewish people. And now you've taken this idea from last Thursday night and you're turning it into a tour. So you already told me off the air that the New Jersey area for sure, you have something actually planned, right?
Yeah, so we're launching, God willing, tickets will release either later today or Erev Shabbos. We're going to launch Thanksgiving weekend with a double, with a back-to-back show.
Thursday or Wednesday?
No, Thanksgiving weekend. So we're going to do the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving in Teaneck. And then that Saturday night in the Five Towns.
Nice.
That Saturday night in the Five Towns is the famous Midnight Madness on Central Avenue. So we're doing a show right before then with Kulanu.
You've never performed out there, I don't think, right? Am I right?
In the island? No. Oh. Yeah, it's a different kind of pressure, the Five Towns, you know?
Yeah, if you think Teaneck is intense, wait. You got the Five Towns to play.
So the show here is going to... Each show is going to be a split down the middle, 50% benefit for various Israeli relief organizations. So, for example, the one here, we're raising money for a displaced moshav that's all staying in a hotel now, over 800 children there without daycare and basic necessities. And the one of the Five Towns, we're partnering with a school for special needs kids in the Five Towns that has a sister school in Israel now that's dealing with displaced special needs kids. And we're raising money through that show for them.
When you do these shows, Wednesday in Jersey, Thanksgiving weekend, Saturday night in the Five Towns, you say to yourself, you have to have how many comics? Can this be done with three? Do you need six? Does it get too much at a point? You sit down and say to yourself, what type of lineup do I need to form?
Yeah. So, traditionally it's been, the one Thursday night was almost all except for one Jewish comics and mostly Frum comics.
Right. But how many do you want to put on that bill? Is there a magic number?
I think between 5 and 6 is the magic number.
That's the place.
The thing is with these is the standard for Israel. Every from Jewish con wants to be a part of it, right. Which
men,
is amazing.
Men and women. Right?
Yeah.
You had women on the lineup, right? Didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. Oh. And I feel strongly that it shouldn't just be Jewish comics.
Right.
That there should be, I want to bring on non-Jewish comics who are pro-Israel and understand what we're going through and want to be a part of an event. And there, thank God there are. I spoke to, I don't know if you ever had Avi Lieberman on the show.
No, we know him well, though. Yeah, sure.
So he's done in the past, like, comedy for Kobe.
Right.
And he kind of has been helping me with this through his Rolodex of non-Jewish but clean and pro-Israel comedians to book some really good talent that aren't necessarily Jewish. So I kind of want to have
he's a funny
a mix.
Guy.
Very funny guy.
Yeah. All right. Now, obviously, especially in the context of this morning's show, because we've had some very, very serious conversations about the war this morning and the situation in Israel. So obviously, with all due respect to everybody, every situation has a comedic angle. For instance, I don't know if you heard the show or not, but when we were in Israel a couple of weeks ago, we basically did about 15 minutes on the duffel bags arriving in Israel, right? Which, if you've been in the airport there when it happens, it's an absolutely insane scene. And of course, the people in Israel are sitting and wondering, where's this stuff going to end up? And
right.
That's a routine in and of itself.
Totally.
So that's one piece. Is there more about this war that's funny, or is it limited to what's being said from America?
like it's a tough needle to thread,
right,
for sure.
Exactly.
What you can make fun of and what you can't.
Do you approach it at all?
Total.
Was it mentioned Thursday night?
Many of the comedians did approach it,
really?
With varying levels of success,
right.
I would say. But yeah, first of all, the duffel bags. I mean, good. Like my colleagues over at J Sketch Comedy, Ami Kozak, Ellie Leibowitz, and Mikey Greenblatt. I think they did do a sketch on that, which was absolutely hilarious. You know, there's a couple things to this that the comedians have actually, for some reason, and I don't know if it's a good thing, been at the forefront of this conflict in America, actually, like some of the very
loud voices
on Piers Morgan, interviewed a very famous Palestinian comic, Bassem Youssef, that's really been at the forefront of anti-Israel, anti-Semitic approaches. And wow. Dave Chappelle also took a hard line against Jews.
Very disappointing what he did, yeah.
Like, just kind of exposed himself as all those things that we thought were jokes throughout his career turned out to be true anti-Semitism. And to the point where, like, my colleagues that have a bigger platform than me that are Jewish comics are, thank God, like, really taking on the role of getting involved in that. My good friend Ami Kozak, who was on that show and will be on the show in Teaneck, I believe, also was on Candace Owens just yesterday, I think. And it's really come... Like, you know, people have obviously have, like, mixed feelings towards this tour. About, like,
but what are the rules? I mean, like, you're preparing a set. Will there be any mention of the war in a comedic fashion or not?
Yeah, totally. I mean, like, I think I talked about Thursday night how the kind of the biggest casualty for us here in America is that all our moms figured out how to use social media. Which has been
a funny line.
Which has been very annoying for
right,
me in this whole conflict. Like, I get 100
videos
a day of this. I'm like, some of them already have been from this war. I'm like, this is from 1973 of Chaim singing Kabbalah Shabbos. Like, if you're going to send me a video, get the right war, you know?
Oh, that's great. But that's more making fun of the local people here. In other words,
yeah,
the real comedy is what's happening here in regard to
yeah, at the end, there's like stereotypes at every rally, you know, right. Like the grandfather that just can't help himself interact with the Nitori cards. Yeah, it's just...
I thought of that the other night, because I went to the Monday rally, and of course, we're all walking by the Nitori Karta, and I'm at a point in my life where, thank God, I could just laugh about it, and that's a whole other conversation.
Right.
But there are, as you know...
There's an old secular Jew at every rally,
and going,
they're going to kill you too!
And the older women, you know, Holocaust
totally.
Survivors, children are... And I get it, they're completely frustrated by them, but of course, there's a comedic angle to that. So.
Not only do I get it, I enjoy it,
sure.
And I go to the rally for it. There is a comedic angle to it. But in terms of the tour as a whole, like the concept really, to me, is not just about raising money. It's more than that. First of all, it's people need something that is not depressing and that they could go to and not really feel guilty about. And the fundraising element and the unity element of it, I think, like allows people that that leeway to laugh a little bit. Long term, my goal for the tour, though, is not just to be in the five towns and and Teaneck and eventually other Jewish communities in New York, but I really would like to get onto college campuses.
Oh.
Where I think...
interesting.
Where I think it's necessary to have... I think a lot of these college campuses are tens of thousands of students, largely anti-Israel, largely anti-Semitic, sure. and their voices are very loud, but we have pockets that amount to thousands of pro-Israel Jews and non-Jews, even on these college campuses, that if they would get together in a night, a fun night, and just like see each other, it would lift a lot of that just like isolating feeling that a lot of like our Jewish students are feeling on campus now. So that's a big part of what I'm hoping the tour turns
you'll
into.
You'll need a security budget.
Totally.
I'm saying that only half jokingly. I mean, you'll need some type of...
Yeah, unfortunately, the animals on Instagram have already made that clear to us through...
You've put that idea out there.
No,
it's you just might be like, visiting the campuses, or you're just getting criticism from those you'd assume.
Even like our event in the city.
Had hatred aimed at you on social media?
Totally. We hired private security.
And you're in a club in Manhattan, basically.
Not even a club. We're in a bar.
On Amsterdam Avenue in Manhattan.
Yeah.
Manhattan. There are a lot of Jews. And
thank God it went without a hitch.
And where people line up around the block to support a cafe that's having trouble with their Palestinian supporting employees.
Well, we sold out in Manhattan very quickly and people couldn't get tickets. The bar was actually very into the... a lot of like our non-Jewish neighbors in Manhattan and Teaneck and the Five Towns are really amenable to this idea and really want to be a part of it, which was so nice to see. They gave us the space for free.
Wow.
They opened up, like, they closed out their bar for the night just for the Stand Up for Israel tour. And they actually had it, like, live streamed on various TVs throughout the bar. So even if you weren't up front, you could see it. And, like, a lot of the venues I've been talking to that are run by non-Jews really have been passionate about the idea of giving me, like, really significant discounts, which is...
I mean, the question, of course, and I assume it's just a financial thing. You just said that the venue was donated. The question that everyone's asking is, after the Sukkah success and what happened last Thursday night, can you reasonably get to a 200-400 seat theater, or it's just too expensive or just not reasonable or realistic?
There's no reason why we should. Like, I mean, the rallies in the city have tens of thousands of Jews. Right. So
what's the story with Teaneck, the one you're planning for Wednesday night of Thanksgiving? How many people can you accommodate?
So Teaneck and Five Towns could each accommodate 200.
Yeah. All right, so we're getting there.
Yeah.
I mean, we're getting there. It's more than last time.
I mean, there's a lot of overhead still. Yeah. Even with discounts, there's overhead for comics. There's overhead for space, as you said, security, marketing, all those things. So,
Well, we will continue our policy to not charge you a penny at JM and the AM.
That's
how
true.
Do you like that?
I've never been charged a penny at JM and the AM, and I do greatly appreciate it.
You got it. You have that commitment from us. But it does sound like, you've announced it, obviously. I mean, here and I'm sure other places. It looks like it's probably going to sell out within minutes, right? I mean, I guess.
I hope so. And I would like to say to anyone listening there that was at my bris, I really appreciate you coming and showing up.
Pay for it.
It meant a lot to me that you were at my bris, and I would love to see you there. At Wednesday night, November 22nd, or Saturday night.
Is there a
November
website
25th.
To look on social media? What's the best way to get this information to people?
This is like, so this tour is coming together with a lot of like really passionate, some volunteers, some people just on my staff, like as we're speaking. So there will be all these things. There will
before
be ticket
Shabbos,
links.
Will there be
before? But the best way is to follow me on Instagram at Dovi Neuberger, and everything will be released there, dropped there. There'll be links in my bio to.
You literally could buy tickets by just pressing on that thing on your profile, and that's the end of it.
Right.
For those in my generation, that's how easy it is. That's how we did it. We literally pressed on the link.
For those in your generation, I do allow the WhatsApp. Can you send me the link? Or
wow.
I'll be a little bit more.
What an accommodation.
A little bit more white glove for my parents' friends.
Listen, do me a favor. One thing I'm asking, in your act, do not refer to that generation as Nahum Siegel's generation. I'm begging you. I can't let that get out there. I need people to still think I'm scared. You and younger, please. I'm begging you, Domi.
Totally, totally.
I need that campus Sorocrat to still think I'm relevant. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway,
so we did a show in Missouri over the summer, actually,
and I heard it was great. By the way,
yeah.
And that can't be easy. Camp atmosphere. I don't know.
Camp's difficult. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm used to playing for like it's hard to like in the same week I was playing at Camp Missouri and Broadway Comedy Club in New York City for a room full of.
And Missouri was harder to prepare for. I bet
way harder.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
And people don't get that, but I get it. That's really, that's a rough crowd. And not rough meaning they're mean, just rough meaning you're walking into an atmosphere that's really not conducive for your type of act.
Yeah. I mean, like I always say, non-Jews go to a comedy show to laugh, and Jews kind of go to a comedy show to say, like, show me what you have. Let's exactly. Let's see about this guy.
Or I have a joke to tell you.
Exactly. Or every husband at every one of my shows turned to his wife. He's like, you know, if I didn't have to pay yeshiva tuition, I could do this, right? You know I could do this.
You remind me of, I mean, it's 40 years. I'm thinking back to some of the Mark Wiener conversations, Marvin right. Silberman's conversations.
Jackie Mason is a huge inspiration.
I'm talking about people that I actually spoke to on the air. They all said the same thing yeah. over the years. It's amazing. It's all the same. Yes, our people are unique, aren't they?
I'm used to it because, honestly, I always tell my dad, like, growing up in Rabbanus, like, right. a lot of similarities between sure. Rabbanus and comedy.
I could give a better sermon than the rabbi.
Exactly. Or you might want to use this in your next rush. Right. You might want to use this, and right. we both don't get paid that well.
right. The struggling rabbi, the struggling comic,
exactly.
right? It's all
yeah.
the same thing.
That
anyway.
Sounds like the name of a good, I was going to say podcast, but we had a discussion about podcasts before I got in the air.
No, but you want to know something seriously? There's a book in there. I could see a father and son writing a book on that on the similarities between the two industries.
Oh yeah,
there's
totally.
A lot of crossover.
I'm
a
sure
lot.
I'm not the first son. I mean Jackie
sure.
Mason
right.
came from a family of rabbis.
Imagine that.
He himself was a rabbi before
Correct.
He got into comedy. There's one rabbi, I forget his name, that was on Sirius XM as a comic, and I see him at every Jewish show.
What I've heard is the it, name is it someone well known?
I forget his name.
Huh? I wonder who that is.
But he's
Orthodox
like
or just with the title of rabbi, we don't know.
I don't know. I don't think he was Orthodox. I mean, he himself may have been Orthodox. I don't right. think it was an Orthodox shul.
Interesting.
But he was at one of my last shows, actually.
Have you exhausted your entire shul routines? Like, is it over? You've used every Kiddush joke, every Kriyas HaTorah joke, every like.
No, not so. I mean, like, I haven't even like.
You haven't scratched the surface?
Yeah, no, you can never scratch the surface. First of all, I haven't released any of my material yet, so like still, so I could still reuse at shows where people
Yeah, but some of your jokes went viral. I mean, I yeah. know my own kids, you know, would text them and all of a sudden they'd be, you know, everybody around the world is laughing at stuff that you said. So, oh.
so
you know
yeah.
that's happening, right?
You have
a great line. It's gonna get out there.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't release it on my own right. social media, so I don't know. I don't have, like...
Right, you don't get the reaction personally.
...control over that. I mean, right. maybe I probably should. But I started, like, my career a year ago, like, not in the Jewish scene, and like, right. in comedy clubs. So I wasn't writing material for the Shul HaKadosh Club. I was kind of doing the opposite, like, writing, trying to synthesize, like, 25 years of, like, this unique experience of not just growing up Orthodox, but in a... Orthodox rabbi's home and then like bringing it to a non-Jewish audience. And
right.
they love it. They find it interesting and they find it hilarious.
I was shocked to see. I mean, Modi goes through this also. He sometimes is shocked when a non-Jew in the audience, you know, actually is entertained by what he's saying. Because
you don't even have to say jokes to non-Jews. They just find your life so entertaining.
right. We don't realize the crazy stuff that we do.
Right. Like I was at Gotham Comedy Club talking about like the shidduch process and like, I didn't even have to say a punchline. My life is their punchline.
It's its own joke.
Yeah.
The joke writes itself, as they say.
Exactly.
Pretty amazing. All right. Information, best thing, follow Dovi Neuberger on Instagram.
Yeah.
Show Wednesday night, Teaneck, Thanksgiving weekend.
November 22nd
right?
and November 25th. That's when we're launching. Thing in Teaneck and the Five Towns. Come out, support. It's an amazing cause. It's not just an amazing cause. It's going to be an amazing night. Like the first night was really, I had people coming up to me after said like, I didn't even realize how much I needed this.
Right.
A lot of times when you, that tension lifts and you, that stress releases, you don't even realize how pent up it was. And it's going to be, it's not just a night where we're fundraising for two amazing causes. It's going to be just like a night where feel good, come together as a community and just feel like you're doing an amazing thing while having a good time.
Look,
so.
This whole, you know, this political correctness and wokeness of the last 3-4 years, which of course has derailed so many comics' attempts to just do their job,
right.
which is ridiculous. And then you add, in all seriousness, the component of war, and everyone's like, guilty. Am I supposed to go and laugh,
right.
you know, when everyone's going through what they're going through? And the answer, of course, is what you just described.
And now Jewish comics have the added challenge of just...
Right.
of just being true to themselves is considered anti-woke with like just being a Jew is unfortunately controversial. So
I never thought all this stuff would seep into your industry. Frankly, it's unbelievable to watch. And now comics are on the front lines. Cause as you said, added security, you have the obligation to be like Elon Gold is doing, you know, to be out there and to make statements that are obviously.
Yeah.
Going to be
I can't say enough about him. Like way he's put himself out there is really incredible.
Incredible. All right, Dovi, good luck to you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
A pleasure. Remember our deal.
Send me the invoice.
remember our deal.
Yeah.
You walk in here whatever you want and keep promoting it, and I'll continue to buy tickets. How do you like that? That's our deal.
Thank you very much. And I'll continue to keep you young.
And by the way, I may have been at your bris, so I'm one of those guys that gets it. That says even though
you may have been the guy there with the mic saying Mechobed with the first
round. It's very possible. I don't remember, frankly. It's a while ago. You know what I mean? Anyway, thank you, sir. Dovi Neuberger, folks, on a Thursday morning broadcast, you are listening to JM in the AM. Keep it here. We have a big Thursday at the Nahum Segal Network.